I'm Nangamso, RX Young Reporter. Today in studio with me, I'm joined by Michelle Shaggy, the principal of the Red Cross Hospital Primary. She graduated with BA Languages as well as a P-Prime Ed from the University of Cape Town. She's married with a son and daughter. Hello and welcome to RX Radio, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here today.
Please tell me more about yourself.
I love my job and I enjoy interacting with the learners as well as their parents. I believe in keeping up to date with educational issues, and my long-term goal is to further my studies and to complete a master's degree.
Why was there a need to have a school at the hospital?
There's a definite need to help learners to learn and to grow while they are in hospital, in an environment often where there are lots of unfamiliar faces. And the school aims to bridge the gap between the mainstream school and the hospital school during the child's hospitalization.
Is the school at the hospital like any other normal school, or is it a special school?
The hospital school is a special school, and we tailor the curriculum to meet the learners' needs.
Have you always wanted to become a teacher?
I enjoy helping people and working with people and seeing the smiles on the faces when they can actually master a particular concept.
Why did you decide to work at the hospital as opposed to teaching somewhere else, maybe?
I wanted a more personalized approach to teaching and learning, and I feel that I can make more of an impact on the patients.
Does the school here at Red Cross Hospital happens 5 times a week, like the normal school?
Definitely, the school takes place 5 days a week.
What challenges do you face as a teacher here at the hospital?
Our numbers of learners have increased dramatically and the staff has not. The parents are also not always supportive, and sometimes the mainstream school does not want to cooperate either.
Can you please tell us more about your staff?
I'm the principal and I teach as well as doing the administrative work. And I have another teacher in the hospital, and I also have a classroom assistant assisting us. And then we have another division to our school, which is at RMH, and those are for the children who have behavioral and psychological problems. There we have another teacher and a classroom assistant as well.
What would you like to say to the children that like school but they can't attend school here at the hospital?
Please never give up on your education. Have the ambition and realize your dreams.